This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And our 5 Gospel Minutes today will be used to continue our study, in which we've been involved for several days, on atheism, calling your attention to the marvelous passage from the pen of Paul in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. I've been pointing out that the atheist has a responsibility of proving what he claims to know. For one to simply say, I know that God exists, and then not to face up to the fact that places a great responsibility upon him is to simply fall into self-deception. In order to know that God does not exist, the atheist must know what he cannot know. To make clear that the atheist cannot prove his own basic proposition, Christians must show that in order to prove that proposition, that is, that God does not exist, the atheist must prove certain other propositions which he cannot prove. This amounts to charging that in order to establish his case, the atheist must know what he cannot know. I do not have the time here to discuss in detail, but I will list some of these and say just a word briefly about them. For instance, in order to know that God does not exist, the atheist must first know that the physical universe has always existed. It is obviously true that if it were ever the case that nothing existed, then nothing would exist now. But since I know that something does exist, I, for instance, know that I exist, then it has never been the case that nothing existed. If it had ever been the case that nothing existed, I wouldn't exist, and neither would you, because nothing can come from nothing. So, if the atheist cannot prove that the physical universe has existed forever, then he must exist that God has existed forever. This is the case because only God could create the universe. To know that his basic proposition is true, then the atheist must know to be true what is false, and thus his case falls. Secondly, in order to know that God does not exist, the atheist must first know that the universe is self-existent. That is, he must know that the universe is non-contingent. It doesn't depend on anything else. That it is necessary. It exists within and of itself, simply by itself, without any beginning, and perhaps without any end. But since the constituent elements of the universe are contingent, that is, they depend upon something else for their existence, you and I, for instance, are not necessary. We are not non-contingent. I depend upon my mother and father for my existence, and so do you, and they depended upon their mother and father before them for their existence, and so on and on, down to the first man and woman, which depended upon their existence upon God Almighty. And so, since the constituent elements of the universe are contingent, they are not self-existent, it is obvious that the universe as a whole cannot be non-contingent, that is, the universe as a whole cannot be self-existent or necessary. To know that this basic proposition is true, the atheist must know to be true what is false, and thus his case falls, it reduces to absurdity. In the third place, to know that God does not exist, the atheist must first know that life has come from that which was non-living. Since the atheist contends, first, that matter has always existed, and second, that life has not always existed, he is forced to the conclusion that life has come from that which was non-living. This is an insurmountable barrier for the atheist. He cannot know that all things now living had their origin which had never lived at all. He cannot know that which is now living, the marvelous thing which is a human being, with the marvel of his body, the marvel of his soul, of his spirit, of his conscience, of his moral and spiritual capacity, has come from nothing more than rocks and dirt which were simply dead. The atheist must claim that matter's always existed, that at one time not one living thing was in existence anywhere, but that surely by chance that which has life has come into being. I submit to you this is being taught in our public schools, in our state universities and colleges, and it is without foundation whatever. And we who believe in God and the Bible must arise and make our voices heard in this matter. In order to know that God does not exist, the atheist must know that life has come from that which had no life, and this he cannot know. I hope you'll be back tomorrow. You'll ask your friends to listen with you. And until then, may God be with you is our prayer.